Live with the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. Here to free you from the propaganda of the mainstream media, fed to you by those living in an echo chamber. Well, here, as well as I see it, no favors, no freebies, so here it is. Three big things you need to know. Number one, another 100,000 chickens killed in a massive fire at a Connecticut egg farm. Just the latest in a string of disasters in American ag facilities. Number two, Republicans are asking questions, lots of questions now about the Biden family and how Democrats have been spending taxpayers' money over the years. And number three, everyone's asking a lot of questions about why Joe Biden, the Democrats, keep pushing out the end of the COVID emergency and without explanation for a worldwide problem that Joe Biden told us was over months ago. It just goes on and on and on, right? They just won't quit. They can't get to it. Joe Biden criticized by conservatives on Twitter and others on Monday after the Associated Press reported that they would end the COVID emergency in May. But remember, back in September, Joe Biden said it was all over. I want to go back to September. But start with this. I want to start with this because this was really weird. Joe Biden strode over to the microphones and had a very strange comment about the COVID emergency. It's bite number three. Listen to this, bite three. Do we have bite three?
What's behind the decision to end the COVID emergency, Mr. President? What's behind your decision to end the COVID emergency?
COVID emergency will end when the Supreme Court ends it. We've extended to May the 15th to make sure we get everything done. That's all. There's nothing behind
it. I'm going to play that for you again because I want you to hear the COVID emergency will end when the Supreme Court ends it. Doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense. Listen to this again. Bite number three. Go.
What's behind the decision to end the COVID emergency, Mr. President? What's behind your decision to end the COVID emergency?
COVID emergency will end when the Supreme Court ends it. We've extended to May the 15th to make sure we get everything done. That's all. There's nothing behind the wall.
Yeah, I don't understand. So let's jump back into the time machine real quick. On 60 Minutes, last September at the auto show in Detroit, Joe Biden wandering around with one of these bobbleheads from CBS and declaring that the pandemic was over. Which we all knew. Bite four, listen in. Bite four, go.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over. If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everybody seems to be in pretty good shape. And so I think it's changing, and I think this is a perfect example of it.
But then they quickly came back from that. And they continued on, and they have continued on ever since, and now they've extended the emergency out until May the 11th, I guess. Even though Joe Biden said right there that it was over. It's not over. It's never over, apparently. It just continues on forever, right? Continues on forever. Excuse me. Now, one more thing is how was the money spent? It's about money and power. So how was the money spent? Republicans coming into this 118th Congress want to know. They do want to know how the money is spent, and they're going to be asking questions about it. So here's a little update on that from bite number one. Listen to this. Bite one. Go.
This week, the Oversight Committee will kick off a very busy oversight agenda with our first hearing investigating the massive waste of taxpayer dollars in pandemic spending. For the past 2 years, Democrats did not conduct a single hearing of oversight of what may turn out to be the greatest theft of American taxpayer dollars in history. After rushing through inflation-inducing government spending under the guise of pandemic relief, hundreds of billions of dollars have been stolen from American taxpayers, lining the pockets of criminals and foreign adversaries. But under Republican leadership, the Oversight Committee is returning to its primary duty to root out waste, fraud, abuse, and mismanagement in the federal government.
Yeah. And he's right about all that. There's been no oversight. We spent billions of dollars send it to all sorts of places, all sorts of scams. People enrich themselves. People will never be caught. Enrich themselves through criminal activity, through reckless distribution of taxpayer money. Some of it through the Trump administration, more of it through the Biden administration. It's just a mess. Speaking of the Republicans and what they intend to do going forward, let's continue that conversation on Bite 6, because the Republicans say they are winning now and will be attacking socialism at every turn. I don't know that I really buy this. I mean, let's be honest. They've got the House. They don't have the Senate. They can, you know, posture and spread the propaganda that they're doing everything, but really, are they doing much at all? I don't know. Bite 6, though. Listen to it. You decide. Go.
This was a critical moment to deliver on a key tenet of our platform, American energy security. And this week, we're going to continue winning. We're going to continue winning for the American people who elected this Republican House majority. We are denouncing socialism in all its forms. And we are moving the federal government away from its perpetual COVID state, giving healthcare workers more freedom and forcing career bureaucrats to start showing up for work again. By the way, I don't know if anyone noticed, but the White House is now responding directly to the House Republicans. They responded yesterday saying they're going to end their COVID pandemic declaration in May. That's too late, by the way. They're taking notice. Everybody else should, too. House Republicans are going to keep winning, and we're just getting started.
And there you have it. They're going to keep winning, and they're just getting started. That's the claim. I mean, that's where they want to be, and they think that they're going the right direction. We'll see if it plays out in that direction or what happens, right? But again, the Republicans only have the House. They do not have the Senate. They do not have the White House. They do not have anything to do. But they've got Joe Manchin on their side. They do have Joe Manchin on their side. As some new things are happening on Capitol Hill today, Joe Manchin is joining Republicans to say this whole ESG retirement thing is insane, and he won't support it, so every Republican senator, plus Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, are looking at the climate investment rule that is politicizing the Americans' investment, says it's got to stop. We'll tell you more about that in the next couple of days as well. WellConnect is a hybrid geothermal system that connects to your existing heating and cooling system. And by using the renewable energy in the well in your yard, WellConnect helps you to save up to 70% on your heating and cooling. If you use propane, heating oil, wood, natural gas, possibly, you could save big money on your bills. Find out if a well in your yard can be that endless source of renewable energy in a hybrid geothermal system. Learn more at WellConnectGeo.com. WellConnectGeo.com also being featured now in Home Depot, but I think you'll do better just to check it out yourself. WellConnectGeo.com. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Coming up on the program, we're going to take a step back and talk to Paul Siegert, one of the smartest guys I've ever met on Medicare, all right? PCS advisors, don't go anywhere.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.